The history of the Nisringa prayers and ISKCON. Namaste Narasringhaya Praladaladadayane Hiranyakashipurvakshaha Shilatanka Nakalaye Hito Nisringho Parato Nisringho Yato Yato Yamitato Nisringho Bahir Nisringho Ridaye Nisringho Nisringhamadim Sharanam Prapade Tavakara Kamalavare Nakam Adbhuta Sringham Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringham Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Nisringha Dev 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 Nisringa Bhagavana Ki Jai. Nisringa Dev prayers are very popular in ISKCON amongst all the devotees of ISKCON, but they weren't there from the very beginning. When Prabhupada first came to America and incorporated ISKCON in July of 1966, the chanting of the Nisringa prayers, which we just recited, they were completely unknown in ISKCON. So when was the chanting of the Nisringa prayers introduced, and for what purpose, and what circumstance, and who introduced the prayers? This is described in the biography of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, Volume 3, which is entitled, Only He Could Lead Them. And this is a chapter entitled, Our Master Has Not Finished His Work. We'll read an excerpt from the Lilamrita from this chapter. During the last week of May 1967, Srila Prabhupada began to feel exhausted. He spoke of heart palpitations. Kirtanananda requested Prabhupada to rest, but Prabhupada's condition became worse. His left arm was not functioning properly. He developed a twitching in his left side, and Prabhupada's left arm would twitch uncontrollably. It seemed that it was a mysterious pain. It was Sunday, 2 days before Memorial Day. This means approximately May 29th. And there was a large program in a hall in uptown New York City. Prabhupada was having some mild heart palpitations, and Achyutananda was massaging him. The other devotees went to the program. Achyutananda stayed in the room throughout the evening, attending to Prabhupada. On Memorial Day, Kirtananda was sitting with Prabhupada in his room. There was a kirtan going on downstairs in the temple. Again, Prabhupada's body began twitching. His face tightened up and his eyes started rolling. He threw himself back and I caught him. Prabhupada was gasping, "Hare Krishna." Then everything stopped. Kirtananda says, "I thought that Prabhupada, this was his last. But then his breathing started again, and also he was chanting Hare Krishna. But he couldn't control his body." We couldn't understand what was wrong with Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada. The fact is, Prabhupada's left side was paralyzed. Srila Prabhupada had us bring a picture of his spiritual master and place it on the wall opposite his bed. Devotees visiting Prabhupada were asked to chant Hare Krishna by Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada asked the devotees, his disciples, to pray to Krishna in his form of Nrisimhadev. Satsarup remembers. Satsarup says, "Prabhupada said we should pray to Lord Nrisimhadev, and the substance of our prayer should be, 'Oh, Lord Nrisimhadev, my master has not finished his work.'" There was a kirtan continued throughout the night. Prabhupada taught the prayers to Lord Nrisimhadev to his disciples. And he said, "You should pray to Krishna that my spiritual master has not yet completed his work, so please let him finish." Prabhupada wanted all the devotees to chant these Nrisimha prayers. A painting of Lord Nrisimhadev was brought from the temple and placed in Prabhupada's room. Prabhupada was having a serious problem with his heart. So Prabhupada had asked his disciples to pray to Lord Nrisimhadev, and he personally introduced this prayer that they should pray to Lord Nrisimhadev that our master has not yet finished his work. Please protect him. So by Krishna's grace and Lord Nrisimhadev's grace, Srila Prabhupada recovered. He returned, of course, to India in 67, to Radha-damodar, to recoup his health. And after becoming strong again, and then he returned to the preaching field and in the West, especially America and Europe and other parts of the world. And Prabhupada continued to travel and preach vigorously and extremely enthusiastically from 1967 to 71. For 4 years, he was constantly on the move, opening ISKCON centers. And then finally, after 4 years, spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the West, Prabhupada returned to India in 1971 with a group of devotees to establish Krishna consciousness in India. But by this history that's recounted in the biography of Srila Prabhupada, it's very clear that Srila Prabhupada personally introduced the Nrisimha prayer as a prayer that the devotees in ISKCON should chant for a specific purpose at a specific time, and that purpose was to please protect our spiritual master and please enable him to continue to live on so he can finish his preaching work, translating, establishing temples, etc., spreading the holy name. There's no mention there by Srila Prabhupada, who introduced the prayer, nor by the disciples who are giving their memories of this event. It was not intended, at least it seems, that the prayer is some daily prayer that everyone chants for their personal protection on a day-to-day basis. It was introduced at a very critical stage in Prabhupada's life, not as a daily prayer, but at the point where everyone thought he was going to leave this world due to a serious heart attack. So this prayer was invoked, and the Nrisimha prayer was invoked as a protective measure at the last moments and for the spiritual master, although now everyone's chanting the Sringer prayers to protect them for all at all different times, for all different purposes. At least the history of it was that it was introduced by Srila Prabhupada, and he asked the devotees in the different centers in San Francisco, New York, maybe those were the only centers then, maybe Montreal. The only two or three existing centers, they were all the devotees in all those two, three centers in 1967, were chanting the Nisringa prayer regularly. It became part of the regular chanting. But the meditation was, and the specific intention was, that it was being chanted for, and we were praying for the mercy of Nisringadev to protect Srila Prabhupada so he could finish his preaching work. But somehow now it's still part of the daily institutional practice to chant the Sringer prayers, but now everyone has forgotten the initial intention of the prayer and are utilizing it for their personal protection, which we suppose is all right. But it's interesting that Prabhupada didn't say that other devotees, oh, everyone should chant this prayer for their protection. Everyone should chant this prayer to get free from anarthas. Or everyone should chant this prayer. He didn't say that when he introduced it. It was at a very critical time. So one may surmise from that our main prayer for protection and our main mantra in all circumstances, at all times, in all situations, for all purposes and intentions, is the Maha Mantra. And it's something very serious. We come in a very serious dilemma, life-threatening dilemma, then we can invoke the Nisringa prayers. At least this is a history from Prabhupada's own biography. He personally introduced it. And he said the devotees should pray, offer this prayer along with the meditation that my master has not yet completed his work. Srinivasa Bhagavan ki jai.